Hello and welcome to Adam and Phoenix. This is episode 146. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about health. And we're not going to go too extreme into it. We're actually going to talk about the basics and how you can be very good at them in the easiest way possible. We're even going to go through how you can have bad foods and not even work out sometimes and still be healthy and stay in good shape. But of course, you got to eat healthy food and move healthy in order to be healthy. So without further ado, let's get into this. So the first things first is to stick to the basics of the diet. There's been a lot of new things now about different foods and different nutrients that different foods can hit and whatnot. And it's very confusing because the more you dig into it, the more confusing it is because you have a lot to memorize, and it's also very contradicting as well. So there's been, you know, countless, I've seen many things on YouTube where, for example, there's people who are saying that you can have sugar, it's okay because it gives you short energy boosts. But then there's also other episodes where it says it can be very damaging for the body and even break your gut. So the opinions are quite, it's very contradictive if you think about it. The second part I'd say about that is the idea of protein bars and even shakes for that matter, because with protein bars, well, yes, it says it has protein, and you know, it probably does have a lot of protein in it. And they make it chewier, so it's better for your jaw to digest, and it's really good for making a healthy jaw. But it's still got sugar in there, right? There's a reason why it tastes good. It's still got sugar in there, still got the bad nutrients in it. So it's really about having just a proper diet. So you want very clean, lean meat. You want nice, healthy carbohydrates. You can have salad to that. You can have rice. Fish food's very good for you as well. You'd want, what else? There's carbs, then there's meats. And then you want the vitamins and minerals. So you could have, you know, the typical broccoli, salad if you want, rice, chicken, steak, whatever. And you could literally have that three meals a day. And it's very nice, you know, you can add some, again, this is what makes the food enjoyable. You can add some sauces to it if you want, add some salad dressing, add some sweet chili, make it nice. It doesn't all have to be perfect and like no fat whatsoever. That's a bit extreme. So think about it that way, right? But the main thing is to ensure that you are having a consistency with your diet. And this is probably the hardest thing with a lot of people. You've probably heard countless stories where people, they go, you know, they lose loads of weight. They astonish everyone. It looks incredible. And, you know, they've done it in 3 to 6 months with a trainer. And then after that, they go back to their bad ways, eating bad food, binge watching Netflix or whatnot. And they put all the weight they worked so hard to get back on again. So they've completely wasted all of their time, right? So realistically, it is completely pointless if you're not going to be consistent to it, right? It's not a one done and fix all crap, right? Unless you don't care about your body and you want to be fat and you want to look bad, that's entirely up to you. But you have to commit to it. You have to stay to it. Because if you don't, then you've got no one else to blame but yourself. So I would also add to this as well that with the social media, you will see countless ideas of personal trainers, different health practitioners, as they call themselves, on advice on how to be fit and healthy. And it can be very easy to fall influence to that and do what they say, to follow the tips that they mention. But it is the fundamentals that will stand the test of time every single time. I guarantee that. Fundamentals is king. If you cannot follow the fundamentals, how do you expect to be in good shape and to stay consistent all the time? You're going to overcomplicate your mind and cause overthinking, which leads to anxiety, if you keep falling into the trap of trying to follow these new rules and whatnot. The only people who fall into that are people who want instant results and don't get the results straight away and don't trust in the process. It takes years and years and years and years and years and years and years to get the ideal shape you want. Even to put a couple of kilograms of muscle on, that takes a couple of years. Right, I started, I think I was like 50 or 53 kg when I started. I was really lean. I was very skinny. I'm now like 73, 74. Right, so I put a decent, okay amount of muscle on. Right, it's about 20 kg of muscle in about the space of 5-6 years. So it's okay, right? But think about it. If I keep on going, what I look like maybe when I'm 30, if I keep being consistent, or even 40, right? Again, there's this idea of when you're 28, your testosterone goes down. And yeah, that's true. Testosterone may go down. I mean, I don't know. If you look at a lot of, for example, if you look at a lot of older men and whatnot, they tend to still have a lot of high testosterone. So I think it comes down to a matter of conditioning. It's not an age thing, right? Age is, again, it's just a mindset thing. It comes down to your conditioning. It's how you look after yourself. So there's that. And so to add to that, I think to look after your testosterone, there's also many things that you should do. So sleep is very important. Sleep is very important. You should get about 7.5 hours of sleep every single day. And the reason being is because you go for a REM cycle every 90 minutes, right? So, and the World Health Organization and any sleep specialist would probably agree that 7 to 9 hours is a recommended good sleep to have daily. So I have it at 7.5 because 90 times 5 is 750, 750 is 7.5. If I have 7.5, I don't sleep 9 hours because I think that's a long, long time. I only sleep 9 hours if I've had a lot of work that day. Maybe I didn't go to sleep properly on time, or I feel overstressed or ill and whatnot. But typically, I'll sleep 7.5 hours every single day. I'll sleep 15 minutes before the start time. So say, for example, I tend to go to bed at 10 and I tend to wake up at 5:30. I'll go to bed at 9:45 because it takes about 15 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes for you to properly fall asleep, right? So the reason why sleep is important for testosterone, because it has been seen as the leading cause of lowering testosterone. There's a really good book. I think it's called the psychology, or it's called it's called How to Sleep. So, right. And it basically mentions that sleeping only 5 or 6 hours every single day for multiple years can make you have the same testosterone levels as a 10 or 11 year old, which is absolutely insane. From not having correct sleep, you can dramatically affect your testosterone levels that much. That's how important sleep is. So it's nothing to underestimate. Should you oversleep? No. Because oversleeping can lead to overtiredness. It can lead to, you've wasted a big portion of your day. It can lead to fatigue. It can lead to dizziness and whatnot. Again, search this for yourself. But in terms of focusing on health and testosterone, a lack of sleep can lead to things like, Alzheimer's disease in the future, memory problems. People who often have Alzheimer's often have trouble sleeping as well. So there's no randomness to that. They've caused it, right? That's the truth. So sleep is very important as well. And of course, going to the gym, looking after yourself. I recommend going to the gym at least, when you're starting off, go to the gym at least 1.5 hours to 2 hours every single week, or do some form of exercise for 1.5 to 2 hours every single week. It doesn't have to be going to the gym lifting weights. It could be going for a jog, or it could even be starting walking. Right? Anyone can walk. Don't tell me you can't walk. Right? It's just laziness. It's just you can't be bothered. You can't be bothered to put the work in. Right? Simply going out for a walk, going out with a friend, taking your dog for a walk. Think about it. If you go for 1.5 hour walk every single day, or even just 5 days, go 5 days, that's 3 hours exercise. You would definitely lose some good weight doing that. But the really disciplined ones will typically go to the gym 4 or 5 times a week. They'll constantly work out, look after their bodies, and make sure they look good. And the reason why muscle works out is so good for the body is because, muscle, if you think about it, is a protector for inflammation. Imagine you have like a body and you have armor, like you have metal armor and whatnot. That metal armor is muscle. And the stronger, bigger, more defined that muscle is, the better be able to fight off inflation. You'll be able to take hits and damage much better, as long as those muscles are strong. Like, there's a difference between looking strong and strong. I've seen many guys in the gym who are massive, but they can't lift any weights, right? Because we all know the real answer. But I've also seen guys who are like, you know, not that big. Like, I'm not that big. And, you know, they can lift really heavy weights and really big weights because they've conditioned themselves. They practice. They worked hard. And it feels good to do that. It feels good to, like, not even be that big, but lift heavy weights. You think to yourself, like, wow, like, you understand you've worked really hard for this, right? You've really, really deserved it. So think about it that way. And again, you should work out 4 or 5 times a week if you want to work on your body consistently and your muscle. You should relax the muscles as well. Make sure you stretch them out. Use a muscle relaxer. They cost like 10, 15 quid. They help relax your muscles too. Again, I don't recommend protein works out. I really, really don't. I think it's just having a healthy diet, having good, strong muscle. Again, looking after yourself. It's the basic, guys. It's having the basic principles, looking after yourself. If you do that, you can't go wrong, can you? So again, it's about being logical, it's about looking after your body and trusting the process overall. That's the main thing. Okay, so there's that. What else? Cardio. So there's 2 main cardios I'd like you to focus on. People say if you want to lose weight, go for a jog, go for a run. It's very general advice. But more specifically, and even though this is a sort of basic fundamentals, I will give you some specifics. One specific I think you should look out for is LIT and HIIT exercises. LIT exercises are low intensity interval training. These involve things like walking. It could be like long duration walks. It could be leg plunges. It could be plank. It could be stair walks, things like that. A high intensity interval training are things like mountain climbers, sprints, push-ups, star jumps, herpes, things like that. So again, the difference is that they require different intensities. So typically you want a heartbeat when exercising. So if it's low intensity interval training, you want it to be lower than 80 beats. If it's high intensity interval training, you want it to be 120 beats or higher. And that's why, yeah, you could get a Fitbit watch for that. That might be good. But to be honest with you, I don't even think you probably need that. You just need to do the exercises and then trust the processes. Again, have a look on YouTube for yourself. It will, all the information I've said, it will have it there. So don't underestimate this. Have a look, learn of it, and see for yourself. But again, that information's there for you. So you want them cardio, don't focus on running or general sort of jogger, which most people do. If you want to maintain your muscle and have lean body fat, then focus on LIT and HIIT exercises. Another point, which has nothing to do with the physical, is your mental health. Did you know your mental health can actually have an impact on your body? People who have like stress, who have chronic stress disorders, right? They have a higher chance of inflammation, a higher chance of high blood sugar levels, a higher chance of saturated fat in their body, a higher chance of lower testosterone and decreased muscle. And this reason because of this is because of neurological disorders. They have neurons in their brain which have literally been destroyed. And the brain hasn't understood how to rebuild because of high stress levels. So they not only struggle to rebuild their body and have a healthy body, they actually affect their own learning because they've put themselves in high stress situations. Maybe they've been around people who cause them stress, or they're in a high stress job which they don't like or don't love. They're not receiving correctly. There's multiple different things that can lead to it. again, things like anxiety and whatnot. There is something called repressed emotion, which I would definitely need to go into a different episode and explain into more detail, because it's quite an in-depth situation. But to summarize, basically means that you have something called epigenetics. And that basically means your behavior can change your DNA. It's an actual real thing. Again, look it up if you don't believe me. So if you're someone who's conditionally being like very confident, never really worried, never really stressed about life, your body has actually a higher chance of looking better and being healthier and being in better shape, because it hasn't really gone for any stress. It hasn't really broken down or anything. If you've gone through, like, especially with childhood, if you've gone through a lot of life and you've gone through stress and trauma and torment and whatnot, you're more likely to have a bad or weaker body, because the DNA hasn't developed, because it's been broken down by emotions and whatnot. Of course, this may be a very uncomfortable feeling to go through, but it is better to be honest about it and for you to understand it and to not even know about it and to see how you can be better. And there's nothing wrong with experiencing bad emotions, but there definitely is something wrong with not admitting it. If this is someone like yourself and you do struggle mentally, which is there's no shame in doing, no shame in being mentally, feeling mentally ill, feeling mentally subordinate from yourself, but you should see someone about it. See a counsel, see a psychologist if you want, but see someone about it. Do ask for help. That's really it, guys. I'm not going to go into other things like meditation or reading or doing things like you enjoy. I'm really just focusing on the fundamentals. So most of it is just eating healthy food, right? And moving. Again, so we have more knowledge than ever on how to be in better shape. But we have chosen, because of the amount of luxury that's out there, to have more pleasure in our foods. Because it's much, much easier to have, you know, enjoyable, unhealthy foods and just relax than to have not so enjoyable but healthy foods which make us better. So it comes down to decision. Right? If you're willing to eat the healthy foods, which, yeah, just may not taste as nice as other foods, but they give you good health, then you'll improve your health further. If not, then again, you eat what you ask for, right? So the choice is entirely up to you. Other really important things, sleep is really important. Do look after yourself. Define your goals. All right, let's bring you another point, because if you're trying to get better stamina, but you're working on weights, that makes no sense. Or vice versa, if you're trying to build more muscle and build strength, but you're working on endurance and cardio, again, it makes no sense. It doesn't correlate. But define your goals and correlate your tasks accordingly. And essentially, the main summary is to eat healthy food and to move more and understand what you're moving about. Those are definitely the main things. So again, I can go into other episodes with a bit more detail if you like. That's no problem. But that's it for this episode. So let me know what you think. If you got value from this, great. If not, I'm sorry. But hopefully you enjoyed this episode. I hope you have a great day. And I hope to hear from you soon. Please take care.